Yes, it kind of seems like a disservice to the practice in some ways. That being said, there are countless other meditation and contemplation techniques we can pursue. Can you talk about some of the real benefits of using these spiritual technologies to get us into deeper states?
Certainly, and that's another one of the reasons that truly comprehensive operating systems for human growth and development really haven't existed until just recently. And this is a good example. We now have brain-mind machines that you can hook the person up to them. They're, by the way, they're relatively inexpensive. And some of them, the ones that are called binaural beats, can be bought in a simple CD form. So they cost no more than a CD. But what we found is that because every brain state has a corresponding consciousness state, we saw that with quadrants, then if you get the brain into the corresponding state that goes with a particular spiritual awareness, then the individual hooked up to that brain-mind machine and having their brain being put into a particular brain wave pattern, then within 10 to 15 minutes, that will induce the corresponding consciousness state in the individual. Now, some of these states, for example, theta states, which are very common in dream. And of course, dream, as you recall, in the traditions, we have waking, dreaming, deep formless sleep, witnessing, and non-dual. The dream state has in the brain a theta brainwave pattern. And it will generally take people a couple of years to learn how to get into a theta brainwave state if they're just using consciousness techniques. But by using a binaural beat technology, you can get a person who's never meditated into a theta state in about 15 minutes. Now, even harder are delta states. These are, of course, the states you're in deep, formless, dreamless sleep. And it used to be that researchers thought that the meditative state was an alpha state, which was relaxed waking. Then they thought, no, it's theta state. So it got even deeper. And now it's more, no, it's delta state. And delta is very, very long, slow brainwaves. And they're like 0.1 cycle per second to 3 or 4 cycles per second. So it's at the very low end of the spectrum. It can take 5 or more years for an individual to learn how to get into a delta state. With binaural beat, 15 minutes. And keep in mind that the delta state is now looked upon because in the traditions, the delta state is often equated with the witness, with the Turiya, with what we were practicing a minute ago, with just pure witnessing and the observing self and I amness and the mirror mind. And that can take quite a while if you're just meditating to learn to do that. But you hook somebody up to a binaural beat machine, and again, it's 10, 15 minutes, and they will have a consciousness state that correlates to that brain state. And that brain state correlates to Turiya. So you can get individuals into a very, very profound meditative state using some of these brain-mind machines. And there are a couple of different types, including ones that use actual electrical current applied to the brain. But binaural beat is probably the most common. And we do recommend those. It's still a good idea to do regular meditation. But it's absolutely fine if there are time constraints and other problems to simply use a binaural beat. And there, all you do is lie down with your CD or on your MP3, whatever player you have, put the stereo headphones on, and simply relax for 30 minutes or so. And it will basically get you in that meditative state for 30 minutes. So it can be very, very powerful.
Thank you so much, Ken. Clearly, meditation and contemplation techniques are a unique tool for those of us trying to reach growth stages we wouldn't otherwise be able to achieve. Through applying these spiritual technologies, we can all continue to raise ourselves and the world to a higher consciousness and a brighter future.